Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 2, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins. Eilu dvarim, these objects, shagayim, that belong to a non-Jew, asurin, that are prohibited for Yisrael, v'yisurin yisur hanan, the prohibition, is even for a Jewish person to derive benefit. Number one, hayayin, wine. Now we know that wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah, that's asar bana, once prohibited to derive benefit, midaraisa, directly from the Torah. The chiddush of this Mishnah is even as we call stam yayin, which means wine that belongs to a god, we just don't know if they used it for Avodah Zarah, they used it as a libation for Avodah Zarah or not, that is also asur hana, also prohibited, lest they had used it for Avodah Zarah. If you have wine vinegar, since initially it was a geiz and it was asur hana, just because it turns into vinegar, it doesn't become mutter. However, let's say a guy buys vinegar from a Jewish person, then it doesn't become an asar hana, because non-Jewish people, idol worshippers, would not use vinegar for a libation, only wine. The cheres hadrayani, and cheres, pottery of Andreyanus Caesar, Hadrian. What was so interesting about Hadrian? He or somebody in his chevre invented that when they traveled for long distances and they wanted wine, it was difficult to carry the wine with them. So what they would do is they would take cement, and they would use as the liquid to turn the cement, the wine. They would take it with them in blocks that would dry out, and when they wanted to drink wine, they would soak this pottery, that's what it was, pottery, in water, and the pottery would melt and it would drop to the bottom of the kli, and that which was left over was wine, strong wine, mixed with water, which was the perfect way for them to drink it. So the Mishnah is teaching us that this cheres, these pieces of pottery, have a halach of yayin mamish, like regular wine, and they're asar and hana. Continues the Mishnah of Eris Levuvin, and skins of the hearts. In those days, there was a horrific, barbaric Avodah Zarah custom that while an animal was still alive, they would cut a hole in its hide and take out the heart to bring it together with the skin while it was still alive. I guess when the heart came out, it was heartless or dead. Says the Mishnah, that's asur. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. Bizmancha kereshalei ogul, if the tear, so you bought hide and it has a hole in the center of the hide, you assume that's what it's from. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. If the hole in the center of the hide is round, then you could assume that it was iris levuven and it's asur. However, mashuch, let's say the area by the heart was a slit, then the halacha is that it's permissible because that's not the way that they would do it for Avodah Zarah. Basar hanichnas l'Avodah Zarah. If a non-Jew is on his way into his Avodah Zarah and he's carrying meat, says the Mishnah Mutter, it's permissible to have hanach because it hasn't yet become takoivis Avodah Zarah. It hasn't yet become offerings for an Avodah Zarah. V'hayoytze, however, the meat that comes out of the house of the Avodah Zarah, out of their temple, asur, it's prohibited in hanach, neshu gizvichem mason, because we assume that it probably was used as a carbon, as a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. And Zivche Mesim, which literally means sacrifices of the dead, kind of Avodah Zarah is considered dead because it doesn't answer anyone, it doesn't do anything for anyone. The halacha is, that's also Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Concludes the Mishnah, Ha'hilchin Latarbus, non-Jews that are on their way to the idol-worshipping temple, also Lassas V'Lassas Imayim, you're not allowed to do business with them, as we saw in the first parak. The Habayin, and those that return, Mutarn, it's permissible to do business with them. Now, really, we saw these Mishnais in the first parak. However, since here we brought down this halacha of meat, that when it's going in, it's permitted, and when it goes out, it's asr. So here, on the contrary, when it goes in, it's asr, and when it comes out, it's permissible. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.